With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Charles de la Desma reports parts of southern Asia have been rocked by a powerful earthquake.
The 7.7 magnitude earthquake, which rocked Myanmar and neighbouring Thailand, has killed at least three people in Bangkok, burying dozens when a high-rise building under construction collapsed. In an AP interview, this American, who's lived in Bangkok for 28 years, was on the phone when the quake hit.
I was in my Lazy Boy, and all of a sudden it moved back and forth, and then it toppled over, and I hit my head on the table.
I'm Charles de la Desma.
Also at SRNews.com.
There are times when you might be, say, doing operations or maintenance or training or just, you know, giving your troops a break.
That is Senator Tom Cotton, who says a steady stream of incursions by China is putting a lot of pressure on Taiwan's military.
They have to scramble to intercept those Chinese aircraft and ships.
Senator Cotton spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. Economist Jonathan Williams says it probably comes as no surprise that some of the best budget tightening is actually happening at the state level right now.
At the end of the day, the big difference between the states and D.C. when it comes to budgeting is 49 out of the 50 states have a balanced budget amendment, at least in some type or form. And the feds don't even pass a regular budget, and they haven't for the last couple of decades.
Veterans Affairs Secretary Doug Collins says he found it was necessary to make some cuts in his workforce when the services were not being fulfilled.
Unfortunately, a lot of times what happens in agencies like this and up here on Capitol Hill, as someone who's been in Congress, it's easy to hear a complaint, and then the best thing to do is you want to support veterans is, you know, throw money and people at it. And we've seen that over the last 4 years when we had billions put into this department and thousands of employees, but yet our metrics wasn't going anywhere.
This is SRN News. Faith-based groups are among those still providing relief to survivors from January's wildfires near Los Angeles.
Weeks after the devastating fires, the Salvation Army and Habitat for Humanity remain on the front lines offering assistance. The faith-based groups have joined the American Red Cross and other organizations in establishing a multi-agency resource center that provides critical support to wildfire survivors. In addition to providing air purifiers and non-perishable goods, the Salvation Army is praying with local residents and offering spiritual care. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Fears have grown within Syria's Christian community following a wave of sectarian violence. The media line reports the deaths of seven Christian civilians, according to a church source. The recent events have been extremely difficult and had exacerbated concerns about the future of a Christian presence in Syria. This is SRN News. One noted economist is warning that you might want to brace yourself for the price of your next new car.
Economist Arthur Laffer warns in a new analysis that President Donald Trump's 25% tariffs on auto imports could add $4,700 to the cost of a vehicle, and says the proposed taxes could weaken the ability of U.S. automakers to compete with their foreign counterparts. Trump awarded Laffer the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2019 for his contributions to economics. Laffer writes in the analysis, a 25% tariff would not only shrink or possibly eliminate profit margins for U.S. manufacturers, but also weaken their ability to compete with international rivals. Bill Alexander, Washington.
South Texas trying to dry out after severe thunderstorms. The National Weather Service says between 6 and 12 inches of rain fell in parts of South Texas over the past 24 hours. You'll find more on these stories at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.